AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Welcome to a brand new week of AutoLine Daily, where we work on keeping you up to speed on the global automotive industry. And on a global basis, the auto industry is headed for record sales. Ward's reports that global car sales in March set an all-time record of 8.5 million vehicles, up 4% from a year ago. And for the first quarter, sales hit 22 million units. And amazingly, nearly half of those cars, 47% to be exact, were sold in Asia, with more than half of them sold in China. Last week, BMW delivered its first i3 electric car in the U.S. The company also announced that it has an EPA-rated range of 81 miles, which is not as good as we were expecting from this carbon fiber technical tour de force. The electric versions of the Chevrolet Spark and Honda Fit have a combined range of 82 miles, and the Nissan Leaf is rated at 84 miles. We kind of thought the i3 would do better than they do. At this year's auto show in China, Ford showed off its Everest concept and said it could be produced for the Chinese market. Now, CarNewsChina.com reports the Everest will be built by Ford's joint venture partner, Jiangling, and will hit Chinese showrooms by the end of next year. The seven-passenger SUV shares its roots with the Ranger pickup that is currently sold in other markets, and it's going to be powered by either one of two gasoline engines or a 2.4-liter diesel power plant. Prices for the Everest will start around $40,000 and top out at around $60,000. Wow, this car-sharing concept is really starting to catch on, and now Zipcar and Honda are teaming up. The car-sharing company just created a new service called One Way that will allow members to reserve and pick up a Honda Fit at a designated location and drop it off at another. Zipcar is currently testing One Way and plans to launch it in select markets around the U.S. later this year. While covering the auto industry, I've always made it a point to never report about the personal lives of the people who work in it. But I have to make one exception because of its historical importance. And it all has to do with Mark Fields being named CEO of the Ford Motor Company. This story starts with Henry Ford, who was a complicated man. On one hand, he was a genius. On the other, he was an ill-educated bigot. Henry was especially anti-Semitic. He bought into all the conspiracy theories of Jews dominating the world. Worse, he even started a newspaper called the Dearborn Independent that went out of its way to vilify Jews. In fact, he was so famously anti-Semitic, he drew the praise and admiration of Adolf Hitler, who even awarded Ford the Grand Cross of the German Eagle. You know, I've even met Jewish people over the years who would never buy a Ford because of this. So fast forward to last week, when Mark Fields was named the CEO of the company. Mark is Jewish, and for the Ford Motor Company to have a Jewish CEO is historically important. To me, this finally closes the chapter on what had been a dark stain on both the company and the family. And I could not let this go by without commenting on it. Last week, we showed you this historic old sign that a viewer gave us of the AutoLine Oil Company. We were stunned to discover the AutoLine name was a lot older than we are. So we asked you if you could find out when the AutoLine name was first trademarked. Well, it turns out quite a few of you know how to do your research, because it did not take you long to figure out the AutoLine name was first trademarked on November 7th, 1905. Here's a list of all the people that got it right, and our randomly chosen winner is Rum and Coke. Congratulations, Rum, and thank you to all who participated. Coming up next, one car salesman says he's got a plan for General Motors to boost its sales and market share.
The new Sonata from Hyundai.
On AutoLine After Hours last week, our guest was car salesman Jim Dollinger. Jim claims to have sold more Buicks than anyone else in history, and GM execs confirmed to me some years ago that Dollinger definitely knows how to move the metal. So we were all ears when he laid out part of his plan as to how GM could start selling a lot more cars.
Here's how we're going to do it. It cost the corporation, General Motors, zero. Nothing to do this. But every licensed driver in the United States gets $500 free service. Here's what you got to do. You get $50 every 6 months. Use it or lose it. It doesn't stack up, but you get $50 every 6 months. Okay?
So you're not saying all at once?
No. You get $50 every 6 months.
Okay.
Now, you can't use any other coupon or rebate with it. The dealer has a $9.95 oil change or, you know, $3 off wiper blades. None of that. Regular price. But you get $50 free. You can get a lube oil and filter, tire rotation, for sure.
Yeah.
Right? Now, to qualify, you got to test drive a new car while they're fixing yours.
Oh, now you're talking, Jim.
Not like that. You got to test drive a car while your car is up on the hoist to get your free 50. You got to test drive a new GM car, whatever you want to drive.
Take a Malibu, right?
Take a Suburban, take a Cadillac, whatever the dealer is you go to. To get your free 50, you got to drive a car. Just take it around a block, put a deal plate on it. You got to have a license, okay? You get 50 free service.
And now, what's a dealer, just to get a dealer, I mean, they pay, dealers now pay quite a bit of money.
$50 a lead.
Just to get a lead to get some of the dealers.
Exactly. You're a step ahead of me.
Okay.
You're a step ahead of me. Now, think about this. The $50 really only costs a dealer $25.
Okay.
Okay? $25.
How do you figure?
Explain. Pure cost. Lube oil and filter, your tires, $45, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Only costs them half time they pay the guy and pay for the filter. Their cost is $25, say. So tell me any dealer in the United States that wouldn't pay $25 to have the customer's car up on a hoist in their service department and their ass in the seat going around the block. Good morning. You don't need the internet. The hell with TrueCar.
Very interesting guy, that Jim Dollinger. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.